No, I'd heard some of those verses many times over. Things like showing hospitality to strangers because you might entertain angels. What a wonderful image that is. What a wonderful thought that you never know when someone comes through the door whether they might not be messengers of God. But I read that part about remembering those in prison and those who were being tortured, and I saw something I don't remember having seen before. That phrase that he uses here, as though you were in prison, as though you were being tortured. Paul asked the people in this Hebrew community to go out of their experience, to go out of their comfort zone, and think about the people who are suffering, not just as those poor people out there who have made mistakes, made bad decisions, done something wrong, and are getting their just deserts, but as though they too were suffering in those ways. It reminds me of something that we use in treatment sometimes to try and help people who want to change but can't seem to imagine how it would be to be different, who are, as we say, stuck. You ever get stuck? I get stuck all the time. When I get stuck, sometimes I feel like I'm running in peanut butter, and when I just feel like I can't do anything right, it's time for me to stop and say, Lord, help me, because I can't do this. Sometimes when I get stuck because not because I don't know how to do things, but because I don't know how to see what is there. And I think that's what Paul is trying to help people do, is to see what it is like to be in prison. He knew. He had been in prison. To see what it was like to be tortured. He knew. He had been tortured. We ask people to act as if you were in that situation, to act as if you were that person, to act as if. What if we all acted as if? What if we acted as if we were victorious Christians? What if we acted as if we were heirs to the kingdom of heaven? What if we acted as if we were children of God? What if we acted as if, but we're supposed to be all those things, aren't we? But we don't always act like it. We sometimes act like we can't be like Jesus' disciples because we're not back there in that first century walking with Him and talking with Him in the flesh. But He says His Spirit allows us to walk with Him and talk with Him in the Spirit, and that we should be His disciples. And that means we should be empowered to do all of those things that He empowered His disciples to do. If we are victorious, if we have conquered sin and death because He has conquered sin and death and He lives in us, then what can we fear? What should we fear in this world if sin and death have already been conquered and have no teeth to hurt us? But do we act like victorious Christians? Do we act like overcomers? Do we act like we are able to call on God to overcome the things of the world? Or do we act like we're stuck? I think we spend a lot of time being stuck. I spend a lot of time being stuck. When we are able to step up and step out on faith and God gives us the power to do something, it's an amazing experience. I've had those things happen in my life in small ways for short periods of time. And it was awesome. when we gathered a bunch of churches and a bunch of Christian motorcycle groups, and we fed hundreds of bikers over there in Joaquina. It was awesome. But after a few years, people began to grumble and complain that they didn't see people coming to their church because of the biker barbecues, and it fell apart. Going out into communities where there have been disasters and helping people who have seen their houses torn apart by tornadoes or blown away by hurricanes. Reaching out to people who are suffering with addiction and mental illness and seeing them healed and seeing them grow and seeing them transformed into the people that they can be with God in their lives. Amazing, awesome, wondrous experiences. If you have children, you have seen them when they have found Christ and their lives have changed and taken off. If you have friends that have been on mission trips, you've seen them come back after going to third world countries where they're going to help the little people in that third world country and come back and said, I think we were blessed more than the people we went to minister to because we were transformed by that experience. I've seen those things happen. It's awesome. It's wondrous. Wouldn't it be a perfect world if we could all walk in that moment of awe and wonder at the power of God all the time? And so Jesus calls on us to make this world more like His heavenly kingdom to come by working on that. Acting as if we were victorious. Acting as if we were children of God. Acting as if the power of God was with us. And we could overcome all things. Paul says in Philippians, I can do all things through He who strengthens me. He says in Corinthians, if I boast, I will boast of His strength. For my weakness is made perfect in His strength. Do we boast of that? Or do we brag about what we have and what we do and who we are? Today, as we share our communion meal, I ask you to rise from Jesus' table as if we were filled with His Holy Spirit, that Spirit will grow in us and take over our lives to make our lives blessed beyond comprehension, joyful beyond understanding, wondrous beyond belief. We have that promise that heavenly kingdom is available to us. But that doesn't just mean it will be there when we leave this world, but that it's available to us here. And while we can't spend all of our time in that perfect state, we certainly can touch that perfection in moments where we are willing to step out and do His will and be His people and be for the world the body of Christ redeemed by His blood.